And you'd be forgiven for not knowing the depths of despair in our next story. It hasn't had that much coverage. But as the Washington Post reported last week, citing U.S. intelligence officials, Venezuela could be headed for collapse. And this past weekend, embattled President Nicolas Maduro declared a state of emergency. The reports are unspeakable. The New York Times visited hospitals in which doctors try and fail to keep newborns alive with hand CPR when incubators fail. Other patients are on the floor in pools of blood. Outside, massive food shortages, skyrocketing inflation, and this in a country with the largest oil reserves in the world. Well, that is part of the problem. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, which has also written about this country's state of emergency. And Derek, draw that line for us from this country having the largest oil reserves to now being on the verge of collapse. What happened?
Well, a crisis this deep never has simple variables. There are a lot of things contributing to its collapse. First, it has one of the worst currency management policies in the world. Partially, this is because of a hyper-populist policy to help the poor. It printed way too much money and then added price controls. So you have both a shortage of goods and too much money chasing it. And that is the perfect equation for hyperinflation. Inflation that the IMF projects next year is going to hit 2,000%. Second, energy shortage is due not just to government policy, but also to weather events. Most of Venezuela's electricity comes from hydropower. And due to El Nino and a couple other variables, this has essentially nearly dried the Guri Dam, which provides three-quarters of Caracas's electricity. This explains why you don't have power for hospitals and you have these tragic scenes there. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the last thing that you mentioned is the collapse of oil has not helped. Oil accounts for about 25% of this economy, and the price of oil has fallen by about 75% in the last 5-6 years. So the government losing out on all this money from oil has to print more money to make up for it. And as I mentioned in part one, this printing is feeding into this hyperinflation, which is driving enormous poverty across the country.
Yeah, vicious cycle. And also the government is being accused of not socking away some money when oil prices were high and it was taking so much in.
That's right. And this really comes down to absolute mismanagement on the part of this government. The president, Maduro, has declared now a state of emergency, a 60-day state of emergency. It's not altogether clear what this is going to accomplish. He's already tried to essentially shrink the government so that they don't have to take as many resources. He's limited government workers now to just 2 days a week because there's not enough electricity in the country to power a full day's work. Last month, he actually announced that every Friday would now be a national holiday because they couldn't power offices across Caracas, across the country. And so this has really brought the country to a standstill. You have poverty just skyrocketing, hyperinflation, not enough electricity, shortage of goods like needles for hospitals and toilet paper for families. It really is an across-the-board economic and social collapse.
Yeah. Well, President Maduro succeeded Hugo Chavez, who, of course, led something of a socialist revolution. And now opposition leaders are trying to get enough signatures to trigger a recall referendum for President Maduro. He said this weekend that's a plot on the part of the right, and it's backed by Washington. He points to Brazil, whose president was ousted by opposition leaders just last week. But meanwhile, what has to happen economically? What are some of the options for a way out for Venezuela?
This is a really, really difficult question. A surge in oil revenue, a surge in money coming into the country would absolutely help because right now all they're doing is just printing more. So fresh cash, whether it's from a rise in oil revenue from Chinese loans, that might help grow the government. On the other hand, a lot of economists are saying you just have to stop printing money. Right now, there is an incredibly complex, a Byzantine system by which different economic processes have different exchange rates. And they're saying you have to normalize the exchange rate. You have to say this is how much a bolivar costs. This is how much everybody can expect to get for it. And that might also help to quell this problem. One of the enormous problems that you have is that because the money isn't worth anything, it's harder to import goods. The money is essentially worthless. And that's led to this rather famous or infamous problem in the country where there's not enough toilet paper to go around. And when you have companies who are stockpiling toilet paper, what's happening is that the employees are actually stealing the toilet paper from their companies to bring it home because they don't have enough money to buy it or can't even find it in stores. So this is not going to be easy to unravel. It's been a long, long process of mismanagement, and it will probably be a long way out of this mess as well.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic on Venezuela's potential near collapse. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.